is AM. I'm Michael Brissenden. Malcolm Turnbull has been promising to put innovation at the centre of his government's agenda, and today we'll see what that is actually going to mean. In a major innovation statement, the government will announce a $1 billion innovation and science package that will include a $100 million boost for the CSIRO. There'll be more than 20 new measures across 11 portfolios to kickstart what the government is calling an innovation culture. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
Scientists around Australia are excited about what today's innovation statement might bring.
It is very, very good to have this as a primary focus of the new government.
Professor Les Field from the Australian Academy of Science. AM's been told there'll be 20 measures announced, overseen by 11 cabinet ministers, ranging from plans for tax, research infrastructure and science education. Professor Field is hoping for funding that's long-term and secure, including for major pieces of scientific equipment, at the moment being funded for 1 or 2 years at a time.
This is just not the way to run a major piece of infrastructure. I mean, you wouldn't run an airport or a sea terminal, again, major pieces of what I call physical infrastructure, on a 1 or 2 year funding cycle.
He warns against too much focus on commercial outcomes rather than pure research, pointing to the Australian invention of Wi-Fi.
When it was invented, it wasn't as if people were trying to invent Wi-Fi. They were actually astronomers trying to make their computers talk to each other. The basic research is what really does give you major breakthroughs and often the biggest impact.
Yeah, we're terribly excited.
Peter Brad from a peak group called Startups Oz also has high expectations. Australia, he says, ranks 81 out of 141 countries for innovation efficiency and could do much better. Changes he'd like include making it easier to bring talented staff into Australia more quickly, and he wants tax breaks for those who invest in innovation.
We're looking forward to the government using tax, which is a well-known incentive that's worked really well in the UK and other countries, to help move those investment dollars out of property and other asset classes that aren't of national importance. Tech startups and innovation is really critical to the Australian economy.
Malcolm Turnbull and Christopher Pyne, the Innovation and Science Minister, will unveil the plans at the CSIRO in Canberra. Labor's Ed Husic points out it's one of a long list of important national science and research institutions that's lost millions of dollars of funding under the coalition, the CSIRO alone losing 1,400 jobs.
As much as we welcome the fact that the government is making this innovation statement, it really is important for them to spell out how they are going to repair all the damage caused by cuts that a lot of the ministers that will be there today were quite happy to cheer on in two successive budgets. They've hyped it up. We have to see if the expectation will match reality. So we'll wait with, as many people are, with bated breath to see if the innovation statement actually lives up to all the hype.
Labor's spokesman on digital innovation and startups, Ed Husic, Peter Donald reporting.